I'm Pastor Brian Paulson, and this is The Message. We're glad you're listening here in Libertyville, in Lake County, or around the world. Center your heart now with the prayer for illumination. Listen deeply to the scripture and allow the message to speak God's word for your life.
Please join your hearts together with mine in prayer. Gracious God, we do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from your mouth. Let us make us hungry for this heavenly food, that it may nourish us today in the ways of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, the bread of life. Amen. Our first scripture reading today comes from the Old Testament, from the prophet Jeremiah, starting at chapter 31, verses 31 through 34. In this passage, the prophet Jeremiah identifies a future in which we will all know God in a personal way. Our relationship with God will not be shaped by our sin or shortcomings, but by the constant renewing love of God. Here the reading begins. The time is coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and Judah. It won't be like the covenant I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt. They broke that covenant with me, even though I was their husband, declares the Lord. No, this is the covenant that I will make with the people of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my instructions within them and engrave them on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. They will no longer need to teach each other to say, "Know the Lord," because they will all know me, from the least to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive them their wrongdoing and never again remember their sins. This is the end of our first reading of Scripture today. May God put this reading to our use.
Our second Scripture lesson for this first Sunday of Lent comes from the Gospel of John, the 12th chapter, beginning at the 20th verse. We often speak of Jesus as the bread of life. In this passage, Jesus prepares his disciples for his death and resurrection by using an analogy of wheat, which dies and is born again as the staff of life. This passage is an invitation to cultivate bread for your spiritual journey this Lenten season. Listen once again for God's holy word. Some Greeks were among those who had come up to worship at the festival. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and made a request. "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Philip told Andrew, and Andrew and Philip told Jesus. Jesus replied, "The time has come for the human one to be glorified. I assure you that unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it can only be a single seed. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their lives will lose them, and those who hate their lives in this world will keep them forever. Whoever serves me must follow me. Wherever I am, there my servant will be. My Father will honor whoever serves me. Now I am deeply troubled. What should I say? Father, save me from this time? No. For this is the reason I have come to this time. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd standing there heard and said, "It's thunder." Others said, "An angel spoke to him." Jesus replied, "This voice wasn't for my benefit, but for yours. Now is the time for judgment of this world. Now this world's ruler will be thrown down. When I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw everyone to me." He said this to show how he was going to die. Friends, this is the word of the Lord.
Now there was a trauma when I was a teenager. Suddenly, without warning, the kitchen had no sugar. Now this was a trauma because when I was a boy, Mom showed her love to me by including a shiny wrapped dessert with every lunch bag, a gift in the middle of any challenging day that told me no matter how I was being treated that day, my mother loved me. She gave me a ding-dong, artificial fluffy cream injected into a round chocolate cake and coated with a shell of hard chocolate, guaranteed to satisfy. But on that traumatic afternoon, I came home from school as a teenager and I searched through every cabinet for the box of ding-dongs without success. There was no bag of mother's cookies for me to eat. There were no cans of soda, nothing, no sugar. Not a bag of Wonder Bread, not even a bag of generic brand bread, nothing. Just a bowl of fruit and some big tins on the floor. And there was this strange box on the kitchen counter that had a knob and buttons and a tray. I opened the lid, and there inside were two round stones set beside each other. And my mother walked in and said, "Oh, I see you found our new bread maker." Mom had recently undergone surgery to remove cancer in her lymph nodes. She was surviving, but she was determined through diet and any other means to be thriving. Dad and Mom decided it was time to get rid of all the processed food. He bought those tins of grain. There was rye, wheat, oats, all varieties of seed. And Mom handed me, instead of a ding-dong, a book on bread. That was my introduction to the ingredients of bread. So, Jesus says in our scripture today, "Unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it can only be a single seed. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." So this is the focal verse of our passage of scripture today from the Gospel of John. This verse is ordinarily saved for the last Sunday before Palm Sunday, but honestly, we've moved it forward in our text today to introduce the theme of bread for the journey that guides our spiritual season of Lent together this year. Now, Jesus is foretelling the trauma of his death. My mother, back in those days, had confronted her mortality. Every Christian confronts their mortality with Ash Wednesday, just as was shared this week. I wonder, how do you face the finality of death? It comes to us all. Jesus confesses in our passage that he's deeply troubled, but he does not turn from the challenge. He does not turn from the moment. Jesus understood that his life had purpose. He was living
to glorify God. And he was modeling for us a way to live so that our lives might also glorify God. Jesus was teaching that if we cling to our life, we lose our life. Unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it can only be a single seed. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. So I wonder, where is the kernel of meaning in your life? Beneath all the trappings and wrappings of our lives, there is a kernel of being that is created to glorify God. You know, those two stones in the box on my kitchen counter, they were small millstones for grinding. How often do we feel as if we are being put through a grinder in life? Sometimes suffering is just suffering. But a Christian has the capacity, the spiritual capacity, to transform such moments into meaning that gives glory to God. And we do this by faith. Some years ago, I read a powerful description of the bread we break, given to us by Jesus. It describes it this way. It says, this bread, this ordinary staff of life, it comes from stalks of wheat, harvested out of the field. The wheat is cut down in its prime by a sharpened blade. The severed remains of the plant are then gathered up, flailed and winnowed until the kernels emerge. Then those kernels are carried to a central place and brutally crushed between two millstones. And the product that remains in a humble pile on the mill floor is the fine white powder that we call flour. But it's not over yet. After this ordeal, the flour is mixed with other ingredients. The mixture is kneaded and rolled out flat. Then it is subjected to the intense heat of the baker's oven. And in the fiery darkness, it rises, transformed, emerging at the last as a crusty brown loaf fit to nourish the children of God. Am I making you hungry? Fit to nourish the world. Is there a better symbol of the brokenness of this human life of ours? The brokenness, and yet the emerging wholeness than a humble loaf of bread. Jesus said, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it can only be a single seed. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Worshiping friend, you and I are seedlings of the Savior. As you depart today, you'll be given a token to remind you of the Savior during this Lenten season. Let the kernel of God's love that we share today, that which we share in worship, be bread for the journey to nourish you. As Amy explained so beautifully in her Ash Wednesday message this week, Jesus gave his life on the cross so that we might discover life in abundance. We are seedlings of the Savior. born of a kernel of grace that knows, as Amy said in her message, the only thing we can take with us is what we have given away. You know, I was such a teenage ding-dong back then. My parents took away my shiny silver wrapper. All of those things, those trappings and wrappings, they're just a husk of nutrition. You know, I was raised in Southern California, so my parents had an option, a bowl of fresh fruit that was always there. And by the way, can you guess what kind of bread I like most? We can be sharing menus over the course of this Lenten season. You know what kind I like most? Good old San Francisco sourdough bread, right? I mean, who needs the Super Bowl when we can knead dough in our own bowl, right? And do you know what I love best about that bread? It just takes water, flour, and faith. Faith that God will provide just what we need. No more and no less. Do you remember how Jesus taught us to pray? Give us this day our daily bread. And do you remember that what Jesus said heaven is like, or God's new world? A woman who places yeast in a loaf. Well, the powerful thing about sourdough bread is that it grows from wild yeast, natural yeast. You just put a damp towel over the water and flour you mix, and with time, all the yeast that God puts into the environment all around us causes that lump to rise. Faith is like that. And just like a kernel of meaning, just like a seedling of the Savior, we rise. This Lenten season, I challenge you, think about how we are going to get rid of the wrappings and trappings of life so that we can savor the seeds of faith. Our spiritual journey, spiritual stewardship, if you like, you know, it's more than just a number. It is the lifestyle we choose. What do we need, really? And what is just wrapping? What is our true bread for the journey? You know, I love the centuries-old words of St. Augustine. Speaking to the congregation, he said, "You are the body of Christ. In you and through you, the work of incarnation must go forward. You are to be taken. You are to be blessed, broken, and distributed, that you may be the means of grace and the vehicles of the eternal charity of God." To close today, I'm going to invite you to pray with me. This is a prayer that was written by a modern spiritual giant by the name of Henry Nouwen. Won't you pray? God, give me the courage to be revolutionary as your Son Jesus Christ was. Give me the courage to loosen myself from this world. Teach me to stand up free and to shun no criticism. God, it is all for your new world, your abundant life. So make me free. Make me poor in this world. Then I will be rich in the real world. which this life is all about. God, thank you for a vision of the future, but make it fact and not just theory. Amen.
Thank you for listening on our podcast or through our YouTube playlist of sermons. Be sure to forward this message to someone who you believe is seeking God's word today.